Welcome to the Tarantula Lounge. This is Joey, your host for the evening. This one's called Good for Good. What the heck is that? Well, historically, I have been very bad at New Year's resolutions. And instead of just making a resolution for 2018, I wanted to do something that I could actually follow through on. Something more than read more or sleep more or be nice or lose weight so my old jeans fit, etc. I think a lot of the reason that resolutions don't stick for me is because they don't actually matter that much to me. If you're ambivalent to a certain extent to something you're uncomfortable with in your life, then you might be uncomfortable with it, but you don't care enough to actually change it. So for me, one of the big things I have to do to make a change in my life is to think about why I want that change. And so what I came up with for 2018 is good for good. And that means that I'm going to have good habits because I want that good end result. So it's not about what I eat or how much I sleep or stretching or reading the Bible or praying. It's about working for the kingdom of God. This beautiful, mystical, unstoppable force of good and love and God in the world that is redeeming everything and restoring everything and making things new and bringing hope and love and joy and peace and all of these great things to the world. I believe in that and feel so lucky to be a part of it that I want to make my whole life reflect that, and I want to be a good steward with this life that I'm given. And so good for good is about there's that good end that I want. There's that beautiful goal. So how do I get there? How do I do a better job? What I've realized through some just really bummer events, like my kids wanted to play with me and I was too full or too tired, or I had a hard time like bending over to get on the ground to play with them. Yeah, I'm only like 34, so that kind of stuff should not be happening yet. And that made me think, well, what other areas of my life am I not able to give people my best because I'm just not capable because I'm not taking care of myself? And so if the goal is the kingdom and to be with God and to be God's, then my actions here need to put me in a position where I can do that. The praying is not just to pray, and the Bible reading is not just to read the Bible. It's to have that relationship with God and the Spirit and to know what I'm supposed to be doing more and to have that on my mind more. And the eating and sleeping and exercise isn't just about me being a better looking version of myself or some kind of self-actualized version of myself just because. It's about being better hands and feet that can actually move around and lift stuff and things like that. So that's good for good. And I think it's going to work better than a normal resolution because it means more to me. I hope that if you're listening to this, if you're one of the four people listening to this, you are probably pretty good friends with me. So hold me to it and check in on me and make sure I'm doing a good job so that I'm being the kind of guy I want to be. What do you want to be in 2018? And how are you going to get there? And how can I help? That's actually what I really want to know. That's probably the main thing I want to know. What's important to you in 2018 and how can I help? So let me know that and I will get to it. Oh, yeah. So a few years ago, our friend Jen gave Sam and I a copy of this poem by Marge Percy, and it's called To Be of Use. And I always liked it. For some reason, in the last few months, I've been thinking about it all the time. And here is To Be of Use. The people I love the best jump into work headfirst without dallying in the shallows and swim off with sure strokes almost out of sight. They seem to become natives of that element, the black, sleek heads of seals bouncing like half-submerged balls. I love people who harness themselves, an ox to a heavy cart, who pull like water buffalo with massive patience, who strain in the mud and the muck to move things forward, who do what has to be done again and again. I want to be with people who submerge in the task, who go into the fields to harvest and work in a row and pass the bags along, who are not parlor generals and field deserters, but move in a common rhythm when the food must come in or the fire must be put out. The work of the world is common as mud. Botched, it smears the hands, crumbles to dust. But the thing worth doing, well done, has a shape that's satisfied, clean and evident. Greek amphoras for wine or oil, Hopi vases that held corn are put in museums, but you know they were made to be used. The pitcher cries for water to carry, and a person for work that is real. Huh? What do you think of that? That's my 8 minutes for this edition of the Tarantula Lounge. Let me know what kind of person you want to be in 2018 and how I can help. Love you guys. Cheers. I think this is the first one I've done of these in 2018. Is that true? No?